Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, Tomorrow's News Tonight, right here. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as all across the Caribbean, too. Hello, AM1000 down that way, and all the world around the world via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, special shout-out goes to our military men and women, also to our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those people helping in the coronavirus effort, whatever you're doing, wherever you're doing it. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as all the roughnecks out there working on all the oil rigs around the country and around the world. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page and then jump on into the chat room, and you can carry on a conversation with us here right on the show, right off the Facebook page. So there you go. All right, I am going to start this hour with the Pledge of Allegiance. So here I go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize the two words, under God, because our country was created and founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, I'm going to start out with some audio this time. Bernie Sanders was interviewing Dr. Fauci yesterday, and this is what Bernie had to say, and this is what the good doctor had to say. Listen closely.
Dr. Fauci, let me ask you this. In the terrible pandemic of 1918, the virus exploded in the fall. It came back with a vengeance. Are we fearful that if we don't get our act together, as bad as the situation is now, it could become worse in the fall or winter?
Well, Senator, thank you for that question. It's a frequently asked question, and I think that a possibility does exist. However, and the reason I say that is that when you talk about, will this virus just disappear? And as I've said publicly many times, that is just not going to happen because it's such a highly transmissible virus. And even if we get better control over the months, it is likely that there will be virus somewhere in this on this planet that will eventually get back to us. So my approach towards the possibility of a rebound and a second wave in the fall is that, A, it's entirely conceivable and possible that it would happen, but B, I would hope that between now and then, given the capability of doing the testing that you've heard from Admiral Giroir and the ability of us to stock up on personal protective equipment and the workforce that the CDC under Dr. Redfield will be putting forth to be able to identify, isolate, and contact trace, I hope that if we do have the threat of a second wave, we will be able to deal with it very effectively to prevent it from becoming an outbreak, not only worse than now, but much, much less.
Now, obviously, the doctor was tippy-toeing along in saying what he was saying. But there was also something said by Rand Paul. Now, unfortunately, the audio with the Rand Paul clip is not that great, but I'm going to paraphrase what he said. He was talking, and we're talking about Rand Paul now. Rand Paul was talking to Dr. Fauci, and he said, I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision on whether we can safely open the economy. In other words, that's because he's not an elected politician. And, of course, Dr. Fauci came back and said that he wasn't. But Rand Paul started out talking about scientists have shown that the monkeys that were infected with COVID-19, once they got it and got over it, could not be reinfected with the disease, which kind of takes away the fact that, well, it's going to come back in the fall, it's going to come back a lot worse, and people are going to get it all over again. Well, that's not what that test shows. But again, here we go. Why are we listening to Dr. Fauci? That's my question to the audience tonight, when he's been wrong more than he's been right. Why are we listening? Now, I've had some emails that I can't even say what's in them because of what the people have said. Some of the language that's been used, and I will not use that language on the air, as well as some comments on Facebook that I won't use, and some text messages that I won't lose. But that's just because it is what it is. Now, Fauci has not done anything illegal, to my knowledge. But he certainly has misrepresented or overstated facts that just don't make any sense. Now, Debbie in Arizona said, I quit listening to him a while back, and I'm disappointed President Trump got involved with him and Dr. Birx. Well, Dr. Birx is a whole heck of a lot better, in my opinion, than Fauci. When she's by herself, you hear her talking about things a little differently when she's by herself without Fauci. Now, that I've noticed right away. And Brooke from Brooke Talks, Brooke says, I did not vote for Anthony Fauci. Okay, I'm with you on that one. But here's the thing. We, the people, control what goes on in our country, don't we? Don't we elect these people? So guess what? How about if we all get together and we all say, hey, enough is enough, and start calling Congress, because they're all going to be back in session this week, 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121, and say, hey, open America up. We want to go back to work. Now, there's going to be some of you that don't want it because you just like all that free stuff. But for the most part, people want their freedom back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this segment of the program brought to you by my friends from Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. I've been taking their product religiously two times a day for the last 4 years. Once in a while, I have to take it three times when my ankle or my legs start to bother me a little bit more than what they have been. And it works. Simply put, all natural. It works. The swelling that I get goes down when I take it. The pain I get goes away when I take it. So, if you're struggling with nagging pain, like many millions are across the country, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, if you've got just general muscle aches and pain from just doing what it is you do during the day, how about trying an all-natural, non-narcotic product which will work for you called Relief Factor? Now, they have the three-week quick start plan for $19.95. The Relief Factor three-week quick start plan costs $19.95. And to find out more about it, you can go to the website they gave me, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 Quick Start. There's also a little 2.5-minute video there from Pete and Seth Talbot. They tell you all about the product, tell you all about what's in it, how it works, and you can sign up for it right there, the 3-week Quick Start, 1995, at the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay. Now, getting back to couple of things here. I want to talk about people being ripped off in the coronavirus words. Because special agents from the Department of Homeland Security have intercepted at least $3.2 million worth of unauthorized testing kits, faulty face masks, diluted cleaning products, and fraudulent antiviral drugs. Now, According to ICE, some of these items are coming across the border in trucks by the truckload. People are buying this stuff off the internet, and it's being made not as what they say it is, but as what it's winding up being, which is deceptive, faulty, doesn't work. You got to be very careful when you buy things off the internet when it comes to anything to do with the coronavirus deal. Now, the agency, ICE, has reported that they currently have opened as many as 370 cases. They've arrested 11 individuals, and they have more than 500 leads they're checking into in ongoing investigations. Holy cow. Folks, you got to be careful. You really got to be careful. You buy a mask, you think you got something, and guess what? It's not worth the toilet paper that you would use for your butt. And I'm being serious. I'm not just throwing that out there. Now, President Trump has a case in the Supreme Court from both the New York State Attorney General's office and the, I believe it's the Manhattan District Attorney, where they are trying to get a hold of the president's tax records before he was president. And the Democrats, just for good measure, while the case is being decided in the Supreme Court, turned around and subpoenaed again for the tax records when the president was not president. They think that there was something screwy going on, and they want to get to the bottom of it because it's part of their investigation. Well, it's another one of those Democratic witch hunts, because the Democratic Attorney General does not care for Donald Trump, nor does he care for her in New York, nor does he care for the Democratic District Attorney in Manhattan. Both of them have had an axe to grind for many years against now President Donald Trump. Now, Republican senators today are going to unveil a bill which will impose more sanctions on China for failing to cooperate with the coronavirus. Now, to me, I'm not surprised to hear that. We knew it was coming. But the question is, what kind of sanctions and how much? First of all, we owe them $1.8 trillion in money that we borrowed from them. To that, I say, screw it, don't pay them, and sue them for a whole bunch more money because of what they've done to us. Because guess what else they're trying to do to us now? China has taken another big step at dethroning the dollar as the number one currency. China is trying to hurt us every possible way they can. They are not our friends, nor should we treat them as our friends. They are an adversary, a powerful adversary, and we need to remember that. By the way, I talked about California a little bit earlier. It is fair to assume that illegal aliens will get mail-in ballots in California and elsewhere around the country, allowing them to vote and cheat by mail. How do we stop that? How do we stop that? If you have a supervisor of elections office, let's say that's a Democratic supervisor of elections office, are they going to be more cognizant in checking to make sure that the people voting are not illegal, or are they just going to let it go through because every vote should count? That's their theory, not mine. We'll see. Jury's out yet. And food prices. And I don't need to tell you if you've been to a grocery store lately. Food prices have jumped the highest since 1974 in a lot of cases. In some cases, trying to buy meat, say you want to have a cookout, you want to buy hamburgers, you can only buy a couple of packages of the fresh ground meat. You got to go find the frozen boxes of hamburgers if that's what you want, because that's what you're probably going to wind up with. But things are changing rapidly, but once we get our meat packing plants, which are being cleaned and whatnot, back on track, then we'll be fine. All right, let me drift on over here real quick. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to talk to you like you're my friend in New York City. Donald, bro, what are you doing? When are we having our first rally? All this nonsense is a waste of time. We're signing a hold harmless agreement, and we're having a first rally. Other than that, you're wasting your freaking time, okay? I've been to 8 Trump rallies if you count the one Laura Trump was at. We're having a Trump, I don't care what the press says, I don't care what anybody says, you can take my temperature, whatever, I feel great at church and I feel great at a Trump rally. And when you get the 436 House members that want to make America greater again, bring them too, and the 100 senators, because we can't trust the 5 of them. So other than that, everything else is superfluous. See, I didn't waste my time. I got Ron DeSantis elected because I knew that if it all came to pot, we'd have a governor that would stand up for the people, not like Michigan and Pennsylvania. Y'all didn't do your homework, you see? Now you're suffering because that governor done sold you out because he's a left-wing or she's a left-wing hack. God bless you, Captain. Let's get to work, and Donald, let's get to work here and make America great again. Let's go.
All right. Short, sweet, and to the point in 60 seconds. That's very good, Todd. We appreciate that. A lot of good points brought in there. And, of course, you know, you vote the people in, you vote in. And when they don't do the job you elected them to do, and they start screwing you or stabbing you in the back, like what's going on up there in Michigan, and what we saw with Governor Cuomo in New York sending all those patients to the nursing homes, knowing full well what was going to happen. Unbelievable. People dying because they were sent to a nursing home and got other people sick. And again, I don't need to tell anybody that's listening to me in this audience, the new people perhaps, but we've been talking about this since before January, since it first came out, right around Christmas time when we started to hear about this. We started to talk about this as to what was coming, what was headed our way. We were certainly not trying to sound the alarm, but we were talking about it, which was more than anybody else. Everybody else was like, oh, pff, never get here. Yeah, sure, right. I know better. Now, gun sales, ladies and gentlemen, are booming in New York. And you know why? Women. Ladies, more women than ever are buying guns in New York State to protect themselves against the coronavirus crime that's starting to happen. And kudos to them for that. How about that? Kudos to them. By the way, my friend Karen is buying a gun from Phoenix Ordnance. We'll know more about that soon. And there may be some gun shows coming up soon. We'll know more about that in the next few days. All right, I'm coming right back with our first military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says the deadly virus is still a major threat worldwide.
When the fall comes, given that it is without a doubt that there will be infections that will be in the community, then we run the risk of having a resurgence.
But Senator Rand Paul, who was also a doctor, did not agree with him.
There are people on the other side saying there's not going to be a surge and that we can safely open the economy, and the facts will bear this out.
Dr. Fauci responded,
I give advice according to the best scientific evidence.
He was on a video testifying before the Senate Health Committee. He was also in quarantine due to the coronavirus outbreak at the White House. There are more than 1.3 million confirmed cases of coronavirus in the U.S., and the death toll has now reached 82,000. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our military and veterans news here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. If you're looking for a good job with a tremendous career, check out NAA.edu. Here's more about them coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, every now and then somebody calls me or somebody runs into me on the street and they ask me, they go, hey, you know, I'm really not happy with my job. Is that National Aviation Academy any good? Short answer, yes. Long answer, hell yes. And here's why. If you're struggling and you've got any type of mechanical ability to make at least $60,000 a year on a $40 or 40-hour week job, that National Aviation Academy is a place for you to go. But here's the big thing. You can make a six-figure salary or more very easily by just applying yourself and maybe getting the luck of the draw and volunteering to go overseas. Maybe you go over and work for a government contractor. Maybe you go over and work for a foreign airline. Because everybody right now, everybody, is going to need aviation maintenance techs because a lot of planes, thousands of aircraft around the country have been parked, whether you know it or not. Aircraft flight is down, way down, way down. The aircraft have been parked. They've all got to be recertified. They've all got to be re-evaluated and worked on before they can go up in the air. That's going to take a while. There is a shortage of aviation maintenance tech. So please, you owe it to yourself. Check out the website, NAA.edu. Bowl will be in tomorrow. NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. You will wind up with a career second to nobody's. Second to nobody's. And for you guys and gals coming out of the military that are struggling, this is the way to go. I tell you, this is the way to go. All right. When it comes to the military news tonight, the U.S. Defense Department's Inspector General is going to begin looking into how the Navy has presented and mitigated the COVID-19 outbreaks on the ships, services ships and submarines, because there may be some things that need to be changed as far as port calls and activity with people on shore when they get on the ports or get just the port calls or even mail coming on board, whatever. But they're going to have to take a look. Now, the government's $3 trillion effort to rescue the economy from the coronavirus crisis is stirring more worry at the Pentagon, especially with this new $3 trillion being tossed out there. Because the bulging federal deficits may force a reversal of the years of big defense spending gains and threaten prize projects like the rebuilding of the nation's arsenal of nuclear weapons. Something that needs to be looked at. And the Democrats, and in particular the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, are raising holy hell talking about blatant misuse of Russian deterrence funding on the border wall. Well, Russia's not the problem anymore, Mr. Chairman. The problem is two things. What did I just tell you about this $3.2 million worth of stuff coming from where? Over the border. Well, guess what? That's the stuff they caught. That's not the stuff they didn't catch. We need that border wall. We really do. It'll slow things down to a freaking crawl. And we need to have checkpoints where they come in. And keep it that way. We really do. Now, the U.S. Air Force and the COVID-19 pandemic could make it more difficult for the U.S. Air Force's newest F-35 squadron to organize its personnel and jets on schedule, because they're scattered around the country. And we'll see how that all plays out as they put the new F-35 squadron together. Also, a show of force during the coronavirus pandemic has been going on by the Air Force, flying all three types of their bombers on long-range missions into Europe. Now, in the last week, the Air Force has flown all three of its bomber aircraft on multiple long-range missions to Europe from their home bases in the United States. That's not a bad thing. By the way, did you know there's a lot of activity with the Navy's got going on up in the frozen tundra, up along the northern part of Canada and Russia, the North Pole? Because the U.S. Navy's Barents Sea Patrol is the latest sojourn into an increasingly militarized Arctic, where questions of international law are becoming proliferating. Research also in the Arctic Ocean is no small feat. The area can prove inaccessible at times, and sensors can fail to communicate data from under the ice and then get crushed by slabs of ice. And when it comes to boosting the U.S. Defense Department's role in the frigid Arctic, nobody in Congress seems hotter under the collar than Senator Dan Sullivan in Alaska, who sits right there in the lane where the Russian ships, warships, and the Russian oil is actually being taken, in some cases, almost within eyeshot of the Alaskan coastline. Now, SpaceX also was in the news because the U.S. Defense Department is relying on a mixture of military and commercial satellites to connect its warfighters all around the world. And while users can complain that terminals are too bulky and that they should have the roaming capability exhibited in commercial cell phone technology, the system largely works, and SpaceX will now be filling the U.S. military's Arctic communications gap by the end of the year with some of the things that they've been working on. Remember the satellites they just launched? That's what part of that was for. And what if military recruiting could screen for what we call washouts? It takes tens of thousands of dollars to get a new service member through recruiting and initial training, and costs the services hundreds of million dollars a year when new troops are discharged from the military before the end of their first contract, which happens more often than people want to know about. Also, here's one for you. Used to be a lot of military folks from the cold country that go overseas to get into the heat, and they'd wind up having a heat stroke. Now, the number of service members stricken with potentially fatal heat injuries have declined for the first time in the last 5 years. Military health officials are not exactly taking any victory laps just yet, but they've been working very hard to see to it that that wasn't a problem anymore. Now, the F-35 fighter jet is starting to outlive its reputation as a $428 billion bundle of flawed hardware and buggy software. Lockheed Martin Corporation, the military, have now eliminated all of the deficiencies believed to endanger pilots and about 90% of the other serious flaws that could have hampered missions, as the F-35s are now starting to become the plane that everybody thought they were going to be. Well, in the Army, the family of the ex-Green Beret captured in Venezuela, one of the two, Army Special Forces Luke Denham, given his latest venture as a deep-sea underwater welder working for offshore oil rigs. It wasn't unusual for Army Special Forces veteran Luke Denham to go off the grid for days or weeks at a time, his family and friends said. So, when he popped up in Venezuela on a mission, his friends weren't really surprised. They were just surprised that he didn't have the people and support with him that he should have had. And actor Chris Pratt is set to play a Navy SEAL in a multi-season show that recently found its highest bidding platform in Amazon. It's going to be an upcoming Amazon series about the Navy SEALs. Chris Pratt will be the star in that one. All right, Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, it's time for a second Truckers Highway and Byway report brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J truck stops. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. The largest truck stop chain in the United States with over 400 locations all across the country. And let's get started.
Now they're more than just being alive. If it's been now.
and the Cruisers from back in the day, and yeah, there was such a group, and I'll tell you what, they were good, 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 good. Made a movie about it years ago, and everybody used to watch them. That was before some of the groups that you know of now. They used to be down at the Jersey Shore. We used to go down and see them down there at the Asbury Park Convention Center. Wow, wow, wow. Years ago. A lot of fun. All right, well, here we go. Because we've got some weather in Florida. I'm going to direct this to Florida to begin with. We have a system that is developing over to the east of Florida, around the Bahamas. Now, this right now is getting some rotation. It's definitely going to bring some wind. The question is it going to be wind, or is it going to be wind, if you know what I mean, if you live in Florida? But it has the potential to be the first tropical system of the year, subtropical, because we're not into hurricane season yet. And this could bring a lot of rain, a little bit of wind to South Florida. Certainly the east coast of Florida, there's some effect going on right now from Miami up to Lake Okeechobee, over towards Naples, with winds rotating from the Atlantic Ocean side over to the Gulf side, with rain coming in, with wind coming in. And it could get interesting through today and tonight. So if you're traveling down I-75, down below Fort Myers and going across Alligator Alley, you might have some interesting driving conditions there today, as well as south of Fort Pierce, on I-95 headed south towards Miami. So just keep that in mind. There is going to be a lot of rain down there, a lot of showers, a lot of wind, and there's a developing system. As far as what the system's going to be, nobody knows. It would be subtropical, but we'll go from there. Now, stormy weather conditions are likely over the next several days from the Plains and Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes, with severe thunderstorms and heavy rain. The concern through Thursday is severe weather across the central and southern plains into the mid-Mississippi Valley, and heavy rain and flooding from the mid-Mississippi Valley into the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes. Now, what we've got going on right now in the Great Lakes area is some really cold weather. We've got frost warnings across most of the lake area of Wisconsin tonight and the northern part of Michigan. We've got a freeze warning on Lake Michigan side, and then the Lake Erie side of Michigan and the Lake Huron side of Michigan. And we've got off the lake, we've got a frost warning in Ohio, in Indiana, a freeze warning in Pennsylvania along I-80. Including I-90 up there where Erie is, all the way across to Albany and into Boston along I-90 and up I-81 to Canada and up I-87 to Canada, all of Vermont, and all of the I-95 corridor from New York and Long Island all the way up to Maine to the Nova Scotia line, a freeze warning. So with the weather coming through, with warmer temperatures on the horizon, I don't need to tell you what could happen up there. In addition, we still have flood watches and warnings along the southern part of Missouri tonight. Certainly if you're traveling I-44 from Joplin, Branson up towards Springfield, you're going to have some flood watches and warnings there. So be careful there. You've got some fog along I-40 tonight in the panhandle of Oklahoma. Certainly Amarillo. And then fog all the way straight up the western corner of Kansas and the eastern corner of Colorado. I-70 coming out of Denver, you should hit it about 20 miles from the Kansas line and run into it all the way past Goodland, out about 40 or 50 miles east on I-70. So be advised, if you truckers are hanging out up there going that way, you'll have some heavy fog to deal with. In addition, there's a fire threat advisory through eastern New Mexico, through northwestern Texas, up into the southern part of Colorado, along I-25 to the east of I-25 pretty much. And then you'll also see some wind out in California, wind from Reno on down to the California line. And Lake Tahoe, winds up there. There's another system coming in up in the northern part of California and Oregon and Washington State that's going to bring some more heavy weather in. But again, if you're traveling down in South Florida today, be careful. Keep your ears to the radio, the weather radio, because we have a developing system, a tropical system out there in the Bahamas. It's going to bring wind. It's going to bring rain. The question is how much? Nobody knows just yet. It's a little bit early to figure out. All right. Don't forget, by the way, the pilot and Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Stop by. Tell the captain sent you. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. All right. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. Okay, I got a question, and this is a lot of people in the chat room want to know the answer, so they want me to ask you. You ready?
I'll try. Good morning.
Why are we still listening to Dr. Fauci after he got so much of what he said wrong?
Well, he has been the designated go-to person on the task force, which was stood up by Trump with Vice President Pence as the lead. So that be why.
Okay, because a lot of people are saying maybe it's time for Dr. Fauci just to take a back seat and let nature take its course.
And these people are not wrong, and I absolutely agree with that. But, you know, through this whole thing, Dr. Fauci has been the person. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't change horses in the last, you know, a month or so and replace Fauci, okay? So, I mean, he has been this person, so he's got the history in this. So, you know, I don't disagree. Interestingly enough, if you look at the interviews that have been done, countless interviews over all things COVID-19,
mm-hmm.
You know, everybody seems to have a different opinion,
yep.
A different opinion about herd immunity, and different opinions about vaccines and their timing and social distancing and masks and, you know, what drugs we administer. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, I mean, that's what happens in science. There are as many, you know, doctors and virologists and all these other kinds of things that are out there. So, but he's been the person. So we had to listen to
it
yesterday.
The interesting comments are coming from some of the people that said, "Did you see Rand Paul? Did you see Rand Paul? Rand Paul questioned Dr. Fauci, and he had the coronavirus. He knew what he was talking about." And that's some of what's been going on back and forth.
Well, you know, Rand Paul's also a doctor.
Uh-huh.
He's an eye doctor, but nonetheless, he's a doctor. So he's been through the culture of physicians.
Okay, folks, when we come back, more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And what the heck is going on with General Flynn's case? Boy, if you haven't heard, the judge is calling on some outsiders to perhaps file an amicus brief and see what they have to say about this. This is something that's not done. Hardly ever, almost never, we'll get to the bottom of it as best we can. Be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.